Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. Well, as I sought the Lord for this broadcast, I felt to share some teaching and to give some understanding on the prophetic anointing. From time to time, the Lord gives me a prophetic word to share with my radio family, and it's been a long while since I've done any kind of teaching, so I thought I'd just like to share a few points to help us understand why did God give prophecy to the body of Christ. Well, first of all, He gave us the Word of God. That's the Logos. And that Word is a very expression of God Himself, His eternal standard, His will. It is what God has given to us that we can be blessed and referred to and be instructed. But then there's also a Greek word called rhema, and that's a word from the Word. It's a timely, Holy Spirit-inspired word that brings life and power and faith to perform and fulfill it. It's a specific word that applies personally. And I'm sure you may have had that experience. You're in prayer or something's troubling you. You go to the Word and you find exactly the right scripture. So God ministers to us on a personal level by inward revelation communicated directly by God to our spirits, that still small voice. And then also through personal prophecy. That can be an individual word coming to us from another human being. And I'd like to share with you some channels of prophecy. First of all, there is the office of a prophet. In Ephesians, the second chapter, I'd like to read verses 19 through 22. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So the office of a prophet is considered, as well as that of an apostle, is considered a foundation. But Jesus Christ, of course, is the chief cornerstone. And there are some that say, well, there's no apostles or prophets today. There's no miracles today. But beloved, God hasn't changed. And if He established prophets and apostles in the early church, we're talking the New Covenant now, then certainly with the way civilization has progressed, we don't need them less. We need them more, especially in the hours in which we are living. And so we see that this gift, this ministry gift, is an extension of Christ Himself as the great prophet. And when all five ministry gifts, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, are moving in full maturity, it represents Christ's full ministry to the church. Now, also, there is what is called the gift of prophecy, and that is one of the nine gifts. And as we read the book of Corinthians, especially the Second Corinthians, we understand that the Corinthian church had a lot of issues that Paul was addressing. So this gift is not given on the basis of Christian maturity, but because Christ wants to bless His church. Hear what 1 Corinthians 14 and 1 says. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. And in verse 39 of that same chapter, it says, "Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done in decency and in order." We're to covet to prophesy. And the good news is, that is for every believer. As God would anoint, he said at one point, "Ye all may prophesy." And so this ministry of prophecy, or the spirit of prophecy, or a prophetic song, is the testimony of Jesus according to Revelation 19 and 10. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And it's an anointing from Christ arising within the believer on special occasions. There may be a mighty prophetic presence of the Lord where he desires to speak. At one point in the Word, it talked about the Lord was present to heal. And so depending on God's will, and it's not as we will, but as the Spirit wills, the gifts operate, we see that God will minister the needs of his people. Now there's an example given in the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel 10 and 10, in the life of Saul. And people who actually come among a company of prophets or under a mantle of an anointed prophet may experience that gifting. We see in verses 10 and 11, "And when they had come hither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him," that's Saul, "and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, 'What is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?'" And then we have another example in Numbers, the 11th chapter, verses 24 through 30. We see that Moses went out, well, let me just share that, "and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon him, they prophesied and did not cease." Praise God. And so saints can respond in faith to an invitation of a minister to let God arise within them and testify through the spirit of prophecy, because the Word clearly says, "Ye all may prophesy." So what should our attitude be? Well, the biblical attitude toward prophecy is thoroughly positive. We're not to despise it. We're to hold fast to that which is good and accurate in them. 1 Thessalonians 5:20, 21 says, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." The Bible commands us to desire earnestly and covet the prophetic ministry. 1 Corinthians 12:31, it says we're to covet earnestly the best gifts. In fact, that's the only ministry believers are actually told to covet. Now, let me now share, I know I'm going quickly, but I want to just give you an overview of God's purpose in the prophetic anointing. What is his purpose? Well, 1 Corinthians 14:3 says very clearly it is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. That is the purpose of it. And now when we go to the anointing or the office of a prophet, there is a little greater dimension. The office of a prophet can give instruction, direction, correction, motivation, impartation of gifts. Perhaps a prophet could deal with specific areas in an individual life and personally address them. It says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, this was Jehoshaphat, he said, "Believe God's prophets and we will prosper." So aside from giving what is scripturally termed edification, exhortation, and comfort, or under the office of a prophet, direction, correction, motivation, impartation of gifts, the effect, what is the effect of this? However a word comes personally to us, it makes God more real and personal. Isn't that a beautiful thing? We have a new sense of His intimate concern in our lives. And it's so tragic that there are some in the church that say, God doesn't do that anymore. Why would He not want to personally encourage His people? Of course He would. He hasn't stopped. God is always speaking to us. He speaks to us throughout the events of our day. He speaks to us through the Word of God. He can use others to speak to us. He speaks to us in all kinds of ways. You know, God loves to communicate. He loves to share. That's why He created man. He wants fellowship. So doesn't it make sense that He wants to communicate with us? And beloved, the exhortation we are given throughout the epistles is that this is not just something for the early church, but it is for today's church. We need it more than ever. And beloved, it's the sad thing, and from what I'm hearing, there are not a lot of places where God's Spirit is freely allowed to move. And that should change, amen? So what's the result of it? Well, it produces the fruit of the Spirit in us. Think about that. A prophetic word builds faith. It builds us up. It makes God's love more real. It imparts peace. Sometimes we can be anxious or fearful, but it gives hope or a vision of what God has planned for our lives, causing us not to be ashamed anymore. It also imparts grace and patience for endurance and long-suffering. So those are gifts of fruit of the Spirit. Until we see God's Word fulfilled in our lives, that's so necessary. It gives us goodness and joy. It overwhelms us and fills us when we receive a personal prophetic promise of supernatural help and blessing. God's presence and the Word of God brings conviction to us concerning any rebellion or sin or complaining. And in this way, the goodness of God leads to repentance. So words of divine wisdom, counsel, instruction, it brings balance into our lives, enabling us to walk in temperance. Even personal words about a great ministry or what God wants us to do, it doesn't lead to carnal pride, but instead gives us a humble appreciation of God working in us. And this develops genuine meekness. So, beloved, when God chooses, as the Spirit wills, to communicate with us, it develops the fruit of the Spirit. And this is something we should surely desire. Praise God. Well, I've given a lot, but praise God. I hope this has been edifying to you. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, please share them with me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.